Jake's name's on the Epstein list.
Da Bears.
What is up? The boys. The boys are back. Episode 96, Volume 2 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Friday.
Hey.
January 5th. Join the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dollar Dale is here.
Hey, everybody.
I am Marco. Sammy Stats not with us. We'll catch him next episode, hopefully. Love it, boy. And we are the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, we are back. We are back after a couple weeks off, right? The flu, the holidays, the busy adult schedule.
Got ugly there.
Dude, the flu almost killed me.
The flu I was worried about you for
was
a while.
Was it like 20, like 41 flu?
No, that's different.
It was worse, guys. This is the legitimately, like, and now that I've had a couple weeks to, like, I'm fully out of my system and I'm good. I'm still working, like, congestion and stuff. It's the most sick I've ever been, and it's not close.
So like, the 481 days were, like, I remember coming home to you when you were just, like, physically in pain because of salmonella.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying, this is worse than that time that I had salmonella really, really bad.
I can't consider salmonella. Like, I had this conversation with somebody too, because like I had my appendix ruptured when I was a kid, and like I had surgery, and like I was in the hospital for like 2 weeks. So like I don't consider the like
not a big deal.
That's a medical humble brag. That's a medical emergency. Like I don't consider the flu to be like the most just like home. Hey, I can't come in today. Type sick. Like that was it. It was, dude. Fevers, chills. I didn't get out of bed for like 2 days, and you would like. If you told me I didn't have to work and I didn't have any like dad or husband or like home responsibilities and I was just going to get to smoke weed and play video games all day, I would have told you, fuck yeah, that's what I'm about to do. No shot. In
no
bed
shot.
All day.
Well, when like not long after you had salmonella, I did have the flu. Like the whole house was like sick there for like a month period, and
one bathroom.
That was the worst, like
format.
That was the worst experience. It sounds very similar.
It's a Pornhub title. One bathroom format. It's like Thunderdome, except not Thunderdome, dude. It was
Thunderbolt.
Bad. That was bad, dude. Like, and Sam was sick too. I know Sam got, dude. Basically, everybody that you know right now is either sick or
I got leveled.
Sick. Yeah,
I've somehow dodged it. I haven't gotten it yet. Mm-hmm. And we were driving back from the duck hunt. My dad came down with an illness like during the drive. And then Trevor picked that up, but I avoided that somehow.
It almost killed our boy.
Oh, yeah.
It almost killed
Chef Trevor. Trevor got put down hard.
Chef Trevor got put down, and I think he spent like Christmas Day like.
Fuck. Leveled.
Bed. Yeah, not good. So, I mean, it's going around. Wash your hands, squishy nose. It's not good. It'll ruin like a week of your time
boys.
At least. So, but guys, how the hell are we doing? It's great to be back. Couple weeks off. How you guys been?
Really good. Lots going on. We had obviously the first holiday with the little ones, both stressful and amazing at the same time for totally different reasons. As Dr. Jack likes to remind us, we are Santa Claus now. So just super fun, dude. Super fun experiences.
We are Santa. Jake, how about you?
Yeah.
You kill any defenseless animals lately?
We went duck hunting.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. New holiday tradition, I think. We had a blast. We had so much fun down there. The place we went to was a riot. It was like this huge fucking barn, and all the guides like just hung out with you. So every night you go duck hunting, and then or every morning you go duck hunting, and in the evening everybody just gets drunk. Like. At this place, like everybody's gambling, playing pool, playing darts.
Was the weather good enough to golf? I know that was on the table.
That was on the table. We ended up backing out last minute.
Pussies.
We definitely could have. Yeah, that plan changed a little bit, but yeah. I mean, the weather was good. The weather was too good. First 2 days, zero birds. I mean, in 2 days we had 5 birds, and then day three, it rained. It was much better. The floodgates opened.
The clouds and like the obstructions forced them lower.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. So the first 2 days, it was like very sunny, no clouds in the sky, and you just look up and you'd be like, "Oh my god, they're just specks of dust up there. Like you can barely see them. They're so far in the air. Yeah, it's shocking how high in the air they are.
Right.
And then day three came along, and it had rained that night, and the cloud cover was just way lower, so it forced them to fly much lower, and we were actually able to call them in. So, yeah.
Nice, man.
Much more successful.
Guys, just like that, like, not halfway through the winter, but you know, we're Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all the big holidays. Happy Hanukkah, are done.
Happy Kwanzaa, all
you guys
the
got
above.
My birthday in a couple of days, so just make sure I expect the gifts right there, ready to go, wrapped up. Thank you very much.
You got it.
How did that work when you were a kid?
What, the birthday?
Christmas right into your birthday.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing that I go through right now, because like, so Lexi's birthday is the 8th and mine's the 9th. So like, we have that with each other where it's like, you only have like a week and a half until like after Christmas.
Right.
So I basically do a bunch of like gift shopping, and I'm sure my mom did the same thing too. But like, you just buy a bunch of gifts and then you kind of divvy like, okay, these will be Christmas, unless there's like a sentimental something, like, you know. But for the most part, yeah, it's just like buy a bunch of gifts and then run it back. It's dope having the back-to-back birthdays.
Is it
48 hours of party? 48
hours. Oh, the
days.
Back. Oh, you, your back. Yeah, your birthdays.
Yeah,
back-to-back.
Yeah, just back-to-back. It's the best.
Do you do gifts with your significant other for birthdays, holidays, things like that? Like, do you do big gifts?
Yeah.
Define big. Like,
oh,
fair.
My gift for Lexi's big.
Yeah.
Coming up in a couple of
about
days.
That ice maker.
The heaviest fucking ice.
Motherfucker's pretty big.
Motherfucker's big, dude.
Amy!
Yeah.
Come on down!
Yeah. I definitely still do gifts. Like, I think it's still
nice. I like it a lot.
It's still important, right? Like, it's still like it's still important to do gifts,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, they don't have to be big gifts, like, but still, like, I don't know. I think everybody likes
so
opening gifts, like unwrapping the paper and, ooh, what'd I get, you know?
My dad and Kendra don't do gifts. Generally speaking, don't do gifts, right? This year, my dad got Kendra a gift.
Please tell me she was pissed.
And he hid it, right? He, you know, didn't put it under the tree, wrapped it, hid it. And we were all coming over, and she put out this like tablecloth, and it was all wrinkly and stuff. And so he hid it in this closet where the ironing board is. He's like, she hasn't used this thing in 5 years. Like, this is a perfect hiding spot. I don't even think she's opened this door. Hides it in there, tablecloth wrinkly. She's like, oh, I think I'll iron it. And he's like, why the fuck would you do that?
Whoa. Sit your ass down there, chief.
Who's coming over that we need to impress?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just Jake.
These boys came from my balls.
So birthday coming up, holidays done, and just like that, guys, it's week 18 in the NFL. Like, that's fucking crazy. Season finale coming up. Like, we're gonna watch one more Bears game, and then it's focus on the biggest offseason in our lifetimes.
Part of me is doing the fuck, we only have one more week of like truly vested football left, and part of me is doing like the thank God I don't know how many more I could take.
It goes so quick.
It does, man.
It just flies by. 16 weeks, well, gone.
Especially
17.
Like
17, that's right.
Could you spend your whole Sunday, like, we're avid fantasy football players, yeah, like multiple leagues. So like, you spend your Sundays like watching, following between red zone. I got two screens going at all times. Like, it's just, it's tough, dude. And now here, it's tough.
What was the
hardest job in the world?
Watching football.
But, I mean, it's the time of year, dude. And just like that, we got a couple more games. You got playoffs next week. Week 18 going to wrap up here soon. You got college football playoffs coming up. The college football championship is going to be, what is that, Monday night?
Monday night.
So that sees Michigan and Washington. Not the sexiest of names. Well, I guess Michigan's a sexy name, but, you know, Washington is, you know, just another name. But, dude, that's a good team. That's a good team. It's going to be a good game. That first Bama-Michigan game was, like, both those first games. The Texas-Washington game was good, too.
Just not the Florida State game. Which kind of everyone saw
that one didn't really matter though.
That was
Orange
tough
Bowl.
They had so many starters out and like
some like 15 people.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, they just. I mean, did they
absolutely.
All sit though? Just
yeah.
Oh yeah, they all declared
and Georgia all played because like they wanted to get their like 100th win as like a unit or whatever.
Right.
Some gimmicky like that. But yeah, dude. I mean, just good college football. Another thing to look forward to. And then before you know it, football is gone.
Sad.
Football is gone.
And then it's hockey season.
When does regular season start?
I don't think that joke flies anymore because it's so fun. It's fun, bro.
When does regular season start?
3 months ago.
Yeah. A little late.
You guys.
Little late. Guys.
What changed? When did you become too good for these jokes?
Oh, I don't think I changed. Can you evolve?
Oh. I respect that because there is a difference. I do respect that.
I didn't flip.
I'm not sure it applies, but I agree with you. Okay. We can move on.
Thank you very much. Guys, just want to give a big, before we move on completely, to start off the new year, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday, avid listener. Happy 101st birthday.
Oh, to our girl.
To our girl, Virginia McCaskey. 101 Jenny. Years old.
I was shocked for a second. Like, who the fuck's 101 years old?
So, guys, a little fun exercise I came up with, right? Okay. And play along at home if you're listening. We're going to play older or younger than Virginia McCaskey.
Woof. Bag dice.
So, the black and white TV. Older or younger than Virginia McCaskey?
Younger.
Older.
Virginia McCaskey is older.
Yeah, for sure.
Model T, who's older?
Model T.
Virginia.
No. Wait. Model T, early 19s.
She's 101?
That puts her in the 20s. Early 19s is the Model T.
Model T is older.
Okay.
The Great Depression.
Virginia.
It depends on what year you use as a starting date. So it's 23. She's 101.
I got a bunch 22. Of these. So.
Or does it start from
where
it
ends? Okay. That's a close one. We'll go with Virginia.
Virginia is older, 3 years older than the Great Depression.
Yeah, I think it was 24.
The NBA.
Oh, that's a great one.
Virginia's older.
Virginia's older than the NBA, the NFL.
Not older.
Not. NFL is older. They celebrate 100 first.
The NFL is older.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
1920 to 1930.
I was saying Virginia's not older.
McDonald's.
Virginia.
Virginia's older than McDonald's.
There was a movie recently.
The country of Turkey.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah.
Turkey.
Oh.
Turkey.
Those damn turkeys.
Sister Jean.
Ooh, Virginia?
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean had 100 first. Yeah.
104. The helicopter. R.I.P. Kobe.
Come on, Virginia. Gotta be older than a helicopter.
No. Yeah.
Virginia is older than the helicopter.
Yeah, I was like, they didn't learn to fly horizontally like that. In
propellers.
You're telling me this.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Virginia.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter cup.
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
That sparked World War One.
Virginia is older.
Those are Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, Franz Ferdinand. The assassination. Babe Ruth's final home run with the Atlanta Braves.
Virginia.
Babe Ruth's final home run was 1935. Virginia's date of birth is January 5th, 1923. Happy birthday to the Queen. You're in your 20s during World War II. Your husband went off to war. That is crazy.
Your husband served in what they called the Great War. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There was no FaceTime. Did he show back up one day? He's back. War's over? He said so. Guys, moving on. We'll do a little recap. No sponsors, no voicemails this week. Do want to shout out title sponsor. Shout out Aurelia Gloves, AureliaGloves.com, premium products, quality service. More information, visit AureliaGloves.com. Guys, we do a little quick recap. We're not going to get too into it because we didn't get to do a look ahead the week before, but Bears beat the Atlanta Falcons 37-17 on the lakefront. And honestly, guys, dominated that game. And have you seen Justin Fields look better? Let's just kind of address the elephant in the room. Have you seen Justin look better as a passer, especially given the elements and the conditions?
We've won 3 out of the last 4 or 2 of the last 3?
No, 3 of the last 4.
Nice.
Yeah, 3 of the last 4. That's what's tough about, you start looking at the schedule, and it's so meatheadish because you know that a lot of these 50-50 games could have gone the other way too.
Oh, but if all of the one position games flip, if all of the one possession games were changed, we are either the 3 or 4 seed in the NFC.
Not even just the one possession games, but if you just win the 3 games that were literally improbable, historic losses, you're fine. We're not even talking about this.
If you even just don't let...
Huh?
Your tenant sit.
Yeah, even if you don't let one of those games slip through your fingers, you're at least going into a Week 18 matchup
playoff,
in Lambeau
basically,
with a playoff berth on the line. So, this season, for as wild as this season, and we'll do a little State of the Bears and kind of talk about, the season in general, what we're looking for going forward, but, this season has been exhausting. Welcome to Week 18. Pat yourself on the back. We actually survived. We survived, and honestly, guys, going into the Week 18 season or Week 18 game, way different vibes than it was last year. Let's stick to Week 17 for just a little bit longer. Offensive side of the ball, the Justin and DJ Moore connection is just it's just fantastic.
It's finally developed. It's finally happened.
It's finally there. And like props where like credit where credit is due. Like Luke Getsy called a great game on Sunday too. Like that offense looked good against the not terrible Atlanta Falcons defense.
And they were good on third down. They were good in key situations. They scored points. Like it was an all around great performance, which you just don't see very often. And it's interesting that these types of performances come when people know jobs are on the line. Like with what we've seen from videos in the locker room and all the other content about the team rallying around Justin, it's really cool to see him win like that.
Yeah, like the post game win. I think Tyreek Stevenson's the one that goes live and like they're smoking cigars and dancing. Yeah. I sent you guys the picture of Ryan Poles coming into the locker room and like two arm hugging Justin Fields, big smile. Like,
pick them up.
That and like Kevin Warren spoke today and he kind of addressed it too. They're talking about the culture and not just culture on the field. Like it's in the hallways, it's in the locker rooms, it's the organization in general. Like the vibes are way different. Jump in the time machine. The vibes are way different than this time last year. Like this time last year, we were mocking ourselves to death, and we were just looking forward to the off season. Like, and there is definitely some buzz to the off season, but we've been locked in the last few weeks. It's been exciting.
To be fair, I think we have 8 or 9 new impact starters from this point last year. Like that makes just such a huge difference, and that's why we're at 7 wins, not 3. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the offensive line got healthier.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, tying into the defense, and let's tie defense into this Falcons game. Like, that defense did a great job stopping weapons again. Like the Falcons have the curse of not having a quarterback right now, and that really sucks.
Cry me a fucking river.
Yeah, we fucking live that. And like Arthur Smith is just a pop tart, and he has no clue. Like that dude's gonna
donut.
How he made it this far.
That dude's gonna be unemployed in about 8 days. So, I mean, other than that, like the defense did their thing. Montez Sweat. It is amazing what having a good quality pass rush, a good defensive line does to those back end defensive players. Like your cornerbacks, your safeties, they are thriving because of the change that Montez Sweat brought to this defense.
And not just the defense, it affects the whole team, right? Because when your defense is playing better and taking that pressure off the offense, we're not sitting there in pass mode. We get to use Justin for what he's good for and extending plays and getting out of the pocket and doing all of those great things that he does. It really impacts the team. And like you said, for the secondary, we've watched Kyler Gordon be one of the best nickel cornerbacks in the league this year. From what I saw something, don't quote me, but something said that it was like PFF rated number 2 overall for slot corners. And then of course, Tyreek's been awesome. Another pick this past week, I believe. And it's like you said, it's really helped the entire defense and team.
Well, and you've got those guys, like I think we've made mention of it multiple times now. Like, what are those foundation pieces? You know, who are those guys that like are you bringing with you to the next phase of yourself? And like, who are you going to build around? Like, you know who those guys are. Like, it's really evident. Even guys that like you had like prove it stipulations on it with, like Jalen Johnson's a guy that I'm hoping they build around. Like 24 years old, and he did everything that you asked him to do in a contract season. Dude, good for him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Pay the man.
If
you look at the defense, you pay Jalen Johnson, and then you go, well, fuck, the linebackers are locked down for 3-4 years. The secondary outside of free safety, we've got to figure something out there, but that's locked down for 2-3-4 years. The defensive line, that's locked down. Your tackle position's locked down for 2-3-4 years. You got one end for 2-3-4. Like, this defense is
it's in a good spot.
You're adding an end and a free safety, and that's it.
This defense is in a good spot, and we need to give credit to Matt Eberflus, the DC.
Can I just get you excited about, like, one scenario that probably won't come to pass, but in my head it works?
Do it, brother.
You know how Chase Young's not re-signing with the 49ers?
Correct.
It's because he's signing with the Bears. If you think the implementation of Montez Sweat and like just that addition of pass rush helped this defense and this team that much, now we're going to throw the same thing on the other side, just younger.
There's so many of those.
Exactly.
There's so many of those. Like, and for the first time in forever, you could come up with a scenario, and most seasons we'd be like, pie in the sky. Literally anything's on the table. Guys, let's get into a little state of the Bears, right? We'll get into like what we're kind of looking for heading past week 18 and looking into this offseason. Guys, the big question is like at this point is what are the Bears going to do? And I guess not just what are the Bears going to do, but are the people that are sitting in the big comfy chairs right now, other than Kevin Warren, are those going to be the guys making the decision going forward? It's just a fascinating, fascinating storyline going into the offseason. Who stays, who goes, in your guys' opinion?
From the top, Pohl stays.
Yep.
Eberflus stays.
Unfortunately.
Getsy is I'm not sure on. I'm really not. I think it really depends on this next game. And then Justin Fields definitely depends on this next game. I think if you win against the Packers, he's for sure coming back as your quarterback. I think if you lose, it'll be dependent on how he that's where it gets questionable. That's where I'm like, I don't know.
I think you could kind of make the same argument for Flus here. Like Flus is not in his tenure has not beaten the Packers. Like I think this is a big game for Matt Eberflus too.
My thing is, so if Ryan Pohl stays, I really doubt Eberflus goes. Because of what he's done with the defense, after taking over as the role of the – that'd be another thing. If he stays, he has to run the defense. He can't give that off to his new DC that he hires. So Ryan Poles, I don't think, would get rid of him. My whole thing is like, I really just for once in my life want stability with this team.
Like a little continuity.
Just keep it rolling, please, for the love of God. It's looking good. It's looking good. A lot – I like a lot. I really don't want to go in and drop a bomb on it and change everything.
The real question is going to be what they do with Luke Getsy, because we've seen reports recently that Eberflus is trending towards staying. That's a common thing that's been circulated. Pohl's, if you look at his body of work, I mean, he's earned the job, hands down. Look what he's done. We could get into all these trades that he's made, but it's the Getsy thing, and it goes back to the fact that the defense looks so much better post Montez Sweat in the last several weeks. But the offense, it's looked good at times, but we're still waffling on Justin. We're still waffling on the offense as a whole.
You guys are going to think I'm insane here. Yeah. Maybe not Jake. Maybe not Jake.
I will.
I think you need to bring everybody back. And it's, crazy. And it's no question.
See, that's where I'm like, stability.
I think like, strictly because at this point, like, and I've always thought this was a little odd, but timelines and expectations are always drawn a little differently, depend like from players to coaches and executives and things like that. But we give players, you know, we give players and teams and rosters, we give them a couple years and let's see if he's going to pan out, and then we'll make the decision at the end of his rookie contract if we're going to keep him or not, you know. Coaching should kind of be the same thing, especially when, like, you almost can crumple up and throw away that first year for Matt Eberflus just because the talent on the team was non-existent. And then going into that next season, I believe, like, or it was his first season, they trade Roquan and they trade Robert Quinn.
Right.
You trade Akeem. You did all that stuff. Right. So that's kind of tough to judge him on that. But like Jake said, there's been nothing but improvement. I wish, and I think this decision would be real, real easy if we didn't have the three fourth quarter collapses.
Yep.
If we didn't have the couple times where, like, where he just, like, the bad coaching decisions, the in-the-moment weird ones, the challenge, don't challenge. And it's a lot of stuff that we look at and we pick at under a microscope. But, like, if we're giving these players all this time to develop and become the best versions of themselves and invest long-term, why don't we do that with coaching?
Well, I think you touched on an important part. We're being this nitpicky because of the situation that we're in, and let's remove everything that Justin could have possibly done. We're in this situation because the Panthers gave us 1-1. If we don't have that pick, we're not talking about Justin or Caleb or Drake. It's just not a conversation. We're just talking about Justin and how we're improving this roster with whatever pick we land on. This is, as we all know, this is just a problem of riches. You have the luxury of saying, yeah, I've got this guy who's a transformative athlete that could be a generational passer in Justin Fields, or I've got this generational prospect who will reset the financial clock of my organization by 2 years, 3 years. It's a problem of riches. Again, if we don't have the Panthers pick, this whole Justin Orr conversation, it just doesn't happen.
True. True. I'll tell you what, right now, Kevin Warren / Ryan Poles' position is probably the last position I would ever want in the world.
Oh, this is...
Yeah.
This is like one of the biggest sport franchise decisions
and
I've ever seen
and
coming
I don't
up
think
right
that's
now.
Hyperbole.
No.
Legitimately, I think this is a red wire, blue wire. Like, if you cut the right wire, you save us all and we ride off into the sunset happy as hell. If you cut the wrong wire and it blows up in our faces, this is a decade-altering decision. Good luck. Do you guys think at this point, like, so this weekend, I think we are going to make our final determination because we flip-flopped every single week on Justin Fields.
This is your last shot.
We are going to make our final. Yeah, we're going
to. No other, like, next game to be like, maybe this one.
Yeah. We're going to make our final determination on Justin this weekend. Do you really think it's feasible that, like, these grown-ass, like, professional executives, like, do you think that those guys are really going into this weekend?
I actually do.
I bet.
Really?
Dude, I think this game has a big... I think if you go into Lambeau and kick the shit out of the Packers, every executive's walking out of the room being like, we're trading or drafting Marvin Harrison. Like, that's what's happening.
See,
start over. What do you mean by that?
If you win and if you, like, kick the shit out of the Packers... Every executive on the
executive
Bears
that would be on there in their position.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
No, I'm saying
I gotcha.
The Bears executives. Yeah.
I gotcha.
I just can't imagine that the Bears are using one, like, they're using one final game because, like, at this point, if it's taken you this long and if you needed one last game, don't you already kind of know?
So,
no.
If you don't know for sure yet.
What I think the issue is we're assuming they don't already know.
Yeah.
You have to remember that at the end of the day, at all times, remember Jerry. This is a fucking business. And if you're telling me I don't have to pay this guy $40 million and I got to pay this guy $8 million, and all of the experts tell me that my odds of winning are roughly the same, if not better, with the $8 million guy, at the end of the day, this is a business for a franchise that is looking to make a $1 billion investment in a new... I made that number up. Do not quote me on that number, by the way. I just made that up.
I think you're low.
Well, like, for a team that's making that kind of investment, also remember, a number one draft pick brings in a lot of fucking money in revenue and endorsements and all the likeness and all of the pub. So at the end of the day... remember that we're fans and they're running a business.
And, like, there's fans of it. It almost feels like there's always a division amongst the fan base when it comes to, like, what quarterback you're supporting or what you're doing. You know, there's Justin First fans before there's, like, you know, Bears First fans sometimes, it feels like. But it's just like, at the end of the day, like you said, they are going to make a decision that's best for the team. And I kind of, at this point, like, I'm almost to the mindset of, like, you know what? I trust Ryan Poles. And whatever he decides to do, like, if I get that trade notification that says the Bears have traded Justin Fields for a late first, for a second round pick.
For a late first?
Dude.
Bruh.
Think about it. If Justin goes out there.
If Justin balls out tomorrow, dog. Or Sunday, dog.
If Justin balls out against the Packers, like, you're already talking about, like, Atlanta got to see firsthand. Like, push. They got to see firsthand, like, hey, this is a quarterback that you could actually have in a
they
couple months.
They got to taste the mitts.
If you just pay up. Like, if Justin goes and has another primetime game against a rival like that, like, yeah, you could see yourself getting a second. Fine. Maybe late first is a pie in the sky thing, but a second round pick?
But see, it's maybe it's not. Because we – man – there's a lot of
rookie
quarterbacks.
I like Justin.
We could do this all day. We don't get this.
I like Justin, and I like the idea of continuing to put weapons around Justin. My dream scenario is and just play the recording of me from last year, Jake. It's trade 1-2 and then 2-3.
And then
yeah, just trade 1-2 and 2-3, because at that point two quarterbacks are going to go 1-2,
go down to 10, trade up to
trade
4.
Up to 4.
I remember
and
this.
And we've got first for multiple seasons. Guys, legitimately, I'd like to see the Bears trade back, but trade back no further than 3.
You've like, brought something up that I need you to look me in the eye and tell me.
Yeah, what's that?
We're not going to do the draft simulators again this year. We're not going to spend the hours of our life simulating how we get 16 first round draft picks.
I was sending you guys some pretty dumb shit.
Man,
too,
we had everyone.
I was sending you guys some bad shit.
You guys
too.
Were like out to 2029.
Don't play. You've been messing with the draft lottery simulator for.
Oh yeah, how different? How many lottery ball drops?
Little different. Right. Little different.
Jake loves wheel spins. But yeah, like I would like to see the Bears move back if they decide to, and I would be so in favor of keeping Justin Fields. Get back to 3. You do take Marvin Harrison. The idea of Justin, Marvin Harrison, DJ Moore. You got recently paid Cole Kmet. You got a three-headed monster at running back, and you keep running stuff in. Oh, and by the way, you've got a pick at number 10. And you're probably going to have a first for next year. You're probably going to get a first for next year if you move off of that first-round pick. Go eat. Continue to put weapons around Justin. That's my dream.
My only concern is if, like, we go back and say we go to we give who is it? It's the Commanders after the Patriots right now, yep. Right? Say we go to 3, and the Commanders draft quarterback, and Bill just gets really fucking salty, and just picks Marvin Harrison just to spite
no,
us.
No, Bill's gone. Bill's gone. Bill's gone. Yeah, Bill's gonna be the coach of the Patriots for another week, and then he'll be a Black Monday casualty. Like,
is that right?
This has been a foregone conclusion since like the middle of the season.
Is he going somewhere else?
Probably Washington or Navy.
That would actually be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Super cool.
But I could see him going to Washington. I know, like, the Chargers job. That's another thing. Like,
or LA.
There's a bunch. Yeah, the Chargers job. You've got a bunch of different openings that are going to come up here where, like, it's some pretty decent situations in the NFL.
Anyway.
We'll see. I can't promise you I'm not going to do draft mocks, though.
We got to try.
I can't promise that. Guys, anything else on the Bears you guys want to get into right now? I think this weekend's going to tell us a lot, but.
I think Sam would bring this up if he were here. TJ Edwards got more votes for whatever it is than Roquan. It was a Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TJ Edwards got more nods than Roquan, so.
TJ didn't make Pro Bowl, though? I think we only had
two Pro Bowlers. No, we have Montez and Jalen.
And Jalen.
Yeah. It's a cool video.
Tyreek was NFC Player of the Week. Defensive Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
He's shooting up on Defensive Rookie of the Year odds, too.
It's a little day late and a dollar short, but yeah, I mean, he's
we should have
improved
incredibly. Gotten in way early. Yeah. Guys, and let's move on from the Bears. We'll get into a little Sammy stats question of the week.
All right. We got something from Sammy. Sammy says, trade Justin or the draft pick. No. If you had to rename your best friends at the table, what would you name them? Sam called you Jake Believes It's Not Butter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go with nickname, not... You look like a Steve.
I mean, Brown Fox Gigantor.
Yeah, see, that was going to be what I was going to say.
Polar bear and the brown sugar.
There you go.
Polar bear and the brown sugar. With those locks, yeah, Jake's locks.
I could see that. I also love the nicknames that your family calls him.
Oh, yeah. Flaco.
Flaco, Esqueleto.
Flaco.
El Bigote.
Flaco. Who would you do like first names? If I wasn't Marcos, what would I be?
Marcus.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Marco.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, whenever someone does that, I actually do lean over and go. Just throw it at
you. Just a little. You forgot that guy? He was right there, too. He's on the birth certificate. I don't know. Jake would be like a...
For Jake, I see like a Darren. Like something that could be construed as hillbilly just because the hair now.
You guys
and like construed, like mistaken.
I'm so
not
stupid.
Bought into.
I was like, I'm like, just a real basic name. I'm like, Jacob? I'm like, Jacob. Fuck. So that's there. Or Dale B. Like, Gunther. Like, Hunt, this is Hunter. This is Cole.
Bub.
Cole, yeah.
Did you say Bub?
Bub.
Bub.
I'll take it.
This is Jebediah Longfoot.
I'm in an actual D&D campaign, and my next character is going to be a Jebediah Longfoot.
Jebediah Longfoot. It's a good one. Ooh, what would Sam be? Sam. Good.
Have you heard that joke where a guy like walks into a bar, there's a woman sitting there reading an article, and he gets a beer and he like leans over to her and he's like, oh, hey, what, you know, looks interesting. What are you reading? And she's like, oh, it's just this funny article saying that Native American men and Polish men have the best sex. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, what's your name? She introduces himself or herself, and she goes, what's your name? And he goes, Sitting Bull Bowalski.
Sitting Bull Bowalski.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Guys, moving on. We'll do a little look ahead, right? We'll kind of...
You want to look at my head?
Is that what we're doing? Oh, yeah. We'll do a little look ahead. Obviously, Week 18 Bears travel to Lambeau Field.
Just fucking
face the Packers in the season finale, guys. Last one of the year. What's the Waterboy quote? Gotta leave everything on the field. Last one of the year. Or no, what does he say? What? It's like Brent Musburger's at the end with, it's Waterboy. And they're like, last game of the year. Can't hold anything back or something like that. Anyways, guys, Bears play the Packers. 3-point dogs plus 130 on the money line. Total is 45.
Last game of the year, Brent. Can't hold anything back now, Brent.
And he just looks over at him like, I fucking know. So, guys, it's not like we're going into this game with full health. We got a lot of bumps and bruises.
A little banged up.
Injury list is not looking too good. I think we got Darnell Mooney is officially out already. He's got that concussion. He didn't practice all week. DJ Moore is going to be good. He had a full practice today. Who else do you got? A couple questionables.
Cole, that knee?
Cole Kmet had full practice. He's designated as questionable for the game, but he put in a full one today.
That's what matters.
Jalen Johnson. I honestly don't blame him here. Jalen Johnson, doubtful. Did not practice all week with the shoulder.
As soon as that hit happened in the game, I texted you guys immediately. His shoulder's fucked.
Yeah.
Because it looked like he dislocated it immediately.
Yeah.
Which is awesome for a guy we're about to pay a bunch of money to.
I mean, DMP all week, doubtful, and I'm pretty sure at that point just kind of designated as out. So you got a couple guys. Lucas Patrick's questionable, had a limited practice on Friday, nothing else the rest of the week. On the Packers side of the ball, you got a couple guys, nothing crazy. A.J. Dillon's going to be out. You got Rudy Ford's going to be out. Elton Jenkins, that their stud, what is he, a tackle for them?
Or guard.
He's a guard for them.
He's a guard.
He's questionable, but everybody else, guys, looks like...
He might play tackle when Bakhtiari doesn't. No, they have the young guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, Christian Watson is another one that might be out. So, I mean, there's injuries on both sides of the ball here, or both sides of the field. It's just, how do you get it done? You know, when you're going into this final game of the season, what are you going to rely on? I think it's the run game. I think you continue to do. I don't think this game is going to be won on a Justin Fields like 350 yard night. Like, that'd be great and it'd be awesome for like the vibes and the content. But realistically, I think this game is won on establishing the run and getting nasty on defense. And honestly, you have a lot to play for because it's against the hated rivals.
Excuse me, I have the hiccups. But I think that we just saw the game plan against the Falcons. I mean, not exactly, but beat the hell out of them on defense and run the ball down their throat. We just saw Khalil Herbert have a great game and just keep game planning Justin.
Jake, true or false? The 23 Chicago Bears are the 24 or are the 22 Detroit Lions.
True.
Yeah?
Hard true.
Right?
Hard true.
Doesn't it give you those kind of vibes?
Yes.
Especially even going into that last game of the season. Like, they had the primetime matchup against the Packers. The Seahawks lost the afternoon game. So, like, they already knew they weren't going to make it. And they still went out there and knocked their rival out of the playoffs. I hope the Bears do the same. These games mean a lot more. what it would do for the vibes if you can go into Lambeau, like, and actually steal a win on the road. You know, the Bears are in their last nine games, they're 0-9 against the spread against the Packers.
Good.
It's
something's got to give.
We're due.
We're due. Bet it all on the Bears.
Guys, we win if. Dale.
Moneyline, hammer it. We win if we can just keep Jordan Love guessing on how we're blitzing him and, like, just pressuring him.
Jake.
You already know the method here.
We've 30 points.
Doing it really well 3 out of the last 4 weeks. Really well. We've been...
37.
When I was stating the case for the 30 points, that was when the defense was bad. You might not even need 30 anymore with how good the defense is playing. But the formula remains the same. Score 30, and we're looking real good.
I think we win if the defense comes out in place. You win the turnover battle. You force Jordan Love into some weird situations. A nice little Montez Sweat strip sack would be nice. A Tyreek Stevenson interception to end the season would be nice. An Eddie Jackson last game in a Bears uniform would be nice. You know, little things like that. I think this game is won for the Bears on the Bears defensive side of the ball. And let's see what happens. Guys, anything else on the Bears game you want to get into? Then we move on. We'll do a little sports minutes. Go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We'll start with the Chicago White Sox, producer Jake.
They disgust me.
Hey, happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks.
You were on Jimmy Fallon 2 years ago? No, 3 years ago today?
January 4th, yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday. It was in my memories yesterday.
Yep, 2 years ago. How time flies.
Even worse.
They're even worse. I don't know what happened. Yeah, they disappoint me to no end. It's a whole bunch of one-year deals for everyone. Haven't traded Dylan Cease yet. But we're basically becoming the Kansas City Royals of like 4 years ago who weren't good. And they've only gotten 4 years older. I don't know what the plan is. There's no Sox Fest, so I can't ask.
That's hilarious to me.
They're such cowards for that. They're such cowards for that, dude. Do you have anything good to talk about the White Sox?
No one's in jail?
We move on. Dale, talk to me about the Chicago Cubs. Is the phone on? Are the lights on?
No one's home. Everybody there? I should say, we did make a move to impact the 40-man roster today. We actually made an impactful move for the big league team. We claimed a catcher off of waivers.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the fuck we did.
We claimed the shit out of him.
Brian Servin, come on down. He's going to be a quadruple A guy. So he means nothing to this team. It's awesome.
Can we still sign Cody?
You can sign whoever you want at this point. You got all the money in the world. We haven't signed a fucking player yet.
I mean, I keep trying to convince myself that, like, there hasn't been a lot of moves in the in baseball's offseason.
Yes, there has.
I know.
All the moves have been made.
Exactly. It's like Cody, like, Jordan Montgomery's still out there. Cody still hasn't been signed.
Cody.
There's that other Japanese guy that's also not going to sign with the Cubs.
The closer?
Imamata. Dude, it cracks my kid up, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
You're like trying to get hiccups. You're like
breathing. No, now I've been trying to hold my breath for like the last 5 minutes. It's just not working.
Dale, anything else on the Cubs?
No, they're dog shit.
Then we move on to the Chicago Bulls. Guys, the Bulls are the Bulls.
Speaking of dog shit.
Not a lot of good things. You're going to get Vooch and Levine are back tonight in a limited fashion. They're kind of ramping them back up. I'm worried to see what this Bulls team is going to look like with Zach LaVine back. And from what it sounds like, the milk's gone bad. There's really no market for Zach LaVine. So either they're going to wait until the actual trade deadline, which I believe is end of this month. I believe it's the end of this month. But I think they'll probably just end up waiting until the deadline.
February 8th.
Okay. you're either going to wait till the deadline and trade him for pennies on the dollar, or you have to do what I believe is the impossible and find a way to make him like a team player. You have to find a way to make Zach LaVine not be a loser.
You have to find a way to make Zach LaVine not be Zach LaVine.
Yeah, basically. You might have to just injure him. You might have to put a hit on him. Big props to Coby White. Coby White has just been like, he's been the reason. He's been the reason that you should be watching Bulls basketball. If you're watching Bulls basketball like we are, he's probably the only reason you're watching right now like that. And I don't know. I don't really know. There's not a lot. And we'll see. I think they're, yeah, what? They're 11th right now, 15 and 21. It'd be like that.
What happened to Pat Will?
I mean, Pat Will is just Pat Will. Like, Pat Will was not the Kawhi comparison.
He's just a guy.
The Kawhi comparisons were funny. Like, I'm an idiot. It just didn't pan out. I like, dude, there's times, and especially with, like, Zach being injured and when DeMar was out, like, he looks better when he plays aggressively. He just doesn't do that all the time. So, we'll see what happens. Nothing else on the Bulls on my end, guys. We move on. Producer Jake, talk to me about the Hawks.
Yeah, you know, Blackhawks are as overall not good overall, but we have a lot to like here. Obviously, Connor Bedard is a superstar,
all star.
Well, we'll get there. Rookie player of the month for the month of December. He had 15 points in 10 games. Not bad. 15 points in 15 games, 10 goals, 5 assists. Pretty good. Pretty good for a calendar month there. The Blackhawks are currently the second worst team in the league. So the lottery's looking really nice. I'm already running simulations. Connor Bedard.
You're not going to try to pull him out?
It's not worth it.
Simulations is different than out of this world draft compensation plots.
Assuming we were going to get Bedard is out of this world, and here we are.
Yeah, he's fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. The World Junior Tournament's going on. Blackhawks heads 6 players in the tournament, 4 on Team USA.
USA.
Guys, there's 25 players on the Team USA roster. A quarter of that team are Blackhawks.
That's not how 4 out of 25 works.
Indicate nearly a quarter. You get it.
Why?
It's actually not nearly a quarter.
What?
Sammy Stats is not here right now. Please leave a message.
No, a fifth.
We're getting closer. Under a sixth.
You're missing the point.
I'm with you. I'm just saying.
You're the worst.
I said nearly a fifth.
He said 25%. It's like 16.6 at the most.
Get your calculator out. I bet you're off by like 4 decimal points.
6 is 16.666. Carrying.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to fight with you right now.
You guys should fight.
I don't want to fight with you on this podcast. We're friends.
That's not what Dad said.
You bitch. put your laptop down.
I'm showing you the calculator.
Put your laptop down before I hit your laptop.
16.666.
You think your Dell calculator is better than my brain? I'll show you. I got a 23 on the ICT.
What were we talking about?
The Blackhawks.
Yeah, Connor Bedard's an all-star, going to the all-star game. Only player representing the Blackhawks.
Youngest player in NHL history.
Is that true? I didn't see that one.
He's the youngest all-star in
Hot dog.
League history.
I'm loving all the comparisons of like all these incredible players.
You just pick
rookie
one.
Numbers leading up to this point in their career. Like first 50 games, you know, like for Nathan MacKinnon, Connor Bedard, blowing him out of the water. They did it with Connor McDavid, but that Connor McDavid got hurt halfway through that season, so that one's not quite as the same. But Patrick Kane, you know, just at Austin Matthews. It's
exciting.
It's very exciting. Second overall in the draft lottery right now. Let's hit the button. Ooh, move down to 4.
Who's won one this year? This upcoming draft?
You
can do this.
It's not Mendelik. It's a... What is his name?
Celebini is his last name.
Celebini. Oh, never mind.
Sarabini? Celebini? Macklin Celebrini.
It's like the pasta.
Another Canadian center. And he's projected to be like the runaway favorite. He's not quite like Bedard, but he's the clear number one currently.
Lightning can strike twice.
I mean, it would. It's even more of a probability that we move up this year than it was last year. The one we really have to watch for is the 12th overall pick currently, is the Tampa Bay Lightning. We have that draft pick, but it's top 10 protected. So the Lightning...
11 or worse.
The Lightning can't finish worse than bottom 10. And when the lottery comes, they can't find their way moving up.
How many teams are involved in the NHL lottery?
16.
Me NHL,
but
that's gonna be a fun
but
episode.
Only
a lot.
Only the only 11 have a shot at one. You can only move up.
I'm good.
10 spaces.
I'm good.
You can only move up 10 spaces maximum. Okay.
That's just such an odd rule, but
Dale's
okay.
Out.
Yeah,
Dale's out.
I'm good.
Jake, anything else on the Hawks?
Beer's empty. I'm drinking the wrong beer.
Then we move on, guys. We'll do a little Schmegman's. Why don't we do a little Not That Guy? Dale, who's this week's Not That Guy?
All right, Not That Guy. It's honestly, I wrote it down because you brought it up earlier. Archduke Franz Ferdinand. For those that don't know the story, I'm not going to get into the details, but he actually
murdered.
Well, so there was an attempt on his life that failed, and they drove off. And he was advised, like, yo, someone just tried to kill you. We should leave. And he goes, nah, 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 nah.
Lightning
nah,
doesn't strike
nah,
twice.
Nah, 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 nah. We're going back. And then he got popped. So it's not that
it's
guy.
It's on you, dog.
And World War One, Franz Ferdinand.
Jake.
Not That Guy for me is going to be recurring guest Mother Nature on this one.
What's that?
Guys, 2024 is going to be a wild year in nature.
I was just thinking to myself. So are we not doing snow?
Like, nature like nature thing? Or nature like weather? Like plants are going to be
nature,
wild?
Okay. Nature, not weather. Not talking weather.
Sorry.
So you guys know cicadas?
Heard of them.
Heard of them?
No. Every 100 years?
There's two different breeds, kind of. So there's a 13-year and a 17-year, okay?
Like whiskey.
And so it was a whole part of their like survival. Their survival plan is that they do this crazy rotation. They live most of their lives underground. They come out, mate, die, rinse and repeat, right?
Just an
so
awful life.
Every 13 years, every 17 years. Well, those are prime numbers and they link up.
Is this the
once
year?
Every 221 years.
This is the year.
And this is the year. There are going to be a fuck ton of bugs outside.
So what are we buying stock in? Off. A lot of off.
Oh.
A lot of repellent. We're shorting.
Mosquitoes, dog.
Could you say money-making opportunity?
I don't know how bugs work. I don't do bugs.
They just stay in. I mean, they're in the trees, but they're going to be fucking loud. And
So as long as I don't climb trees, I'm good?
Or look at them.
I look at trees.
I look at trees a lot.
I've seen some cicada broods before where like you look at a tree and it's.
He called it a brood.
Cicada brood?
A brood?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I just mean he knows that much.
Yeah,
they're
like a locust. They call them broods. It's like an army of frogs.
This dude can't do lose and loose, but he could do brood. That's crazy. So we're going to get a bunch of bugs.
They're going to be everywhere. Cicadas
nature.
Everywhere.
So he's like nature. I don't know cicadas. If weather is like day after tomorrow or it was like the happening. So it's like nature. Okay, makes sense. Guys, my Not That Guy this week is Brad Allen, NFL referee, and his officiating crew.
Oh,
they were the crew from the Lions game on Sunday night. What was it, Lions and Cowboys?
Correct.
Yeah, Lions, Cowboys.
In Dallas.
And their bad officiating and like really just lack of doing their jobs. Eric Decker reported, it's on video. Like it's like they did everything they were supposed to do. So the fact that they called that touchdown back and they took over the 2-point conversion back and they took away a good moment for a big man for me, unacceptable.
And they now have a primetime game this week.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
They're the worst.
Reward.
So Brad Allen is.
No playoff games, though.
Yeah. Brad Allen's not that
good
guy.
For them.
So yet. I'm going to do who can or cannot dog sit for me.
Don't steal this.
Not dog sitting for me is now the NFL.
Okay.
In regards to the Brad Allen situation, because these cocksuckers, had the nerve then to send out a memo to all 32 teams, basically doubling down and saying it is the player's responsibility to make sure that the referee acknowledges that they have reported. It is ridiculous that you put that out to defend them. I think the easy solution here is make these guys full-time refs, pay them a shit ton of money, because you guys have a shit ton of money. Give them training. Make sure that if they are going to do this, this should be their profession. If my money is being gambled on these games, and you've got part-time lawyers / quarter-time yacht drivers or boat, they spend quarter of the year out on their boat in Barbados.
Part-time Denison lawyers, yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need that. If my money's being gambled on it, you need to take that as seriously as you take everything else seriously. So
that's a good one.
The NFL's cannot dog sit for me. Jake.
Dog sitting for me is the USA Men's National World Junior Hockey Team. Won gold medal today, took it all the way, ran the table, 7-0 in the tournament. Absolute wagon of a team. Everyone said it was, and they came to play. USA Hockey
USA,
is
USA,
here.
USA. USA.
We are back. We are back. We are USA. Better than Canada, who got knocked out well before the medal rounds.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Syrup and fuck poutine. Em. Fuck them.
Just under a fifth of the team, Blackhawks.
16.666. Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
All right. Not dog sitting for me. We're going to
the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
We're going to the state of Nevada instead.
Ooh.
We're going to go into a district court, and not dog sitting for me is the bailiffs and anyone else who works with Judge Mary Kay Holthus.
They sold her,
this
bro.
Is the lady who the defendant got pissed and said, nah, fuck that, and flew at her.
Dude, he cleared that.
Oh, and no one stopped him.
It was a pretty impressive leap.
Oh, it was incredible. And to see him like full, like he goes arms out, like he got big. Like, it was awesome. But just, I mean, sent
it's like
you
a
guys,
5 foot high podium at least.
I sent you
easily.
Guys.
That's a high jump, dude. That's,
it's a high jump.
The freeze frame of the guy. As soon as this defendant started moving, he does the Pikachu face. And he does not move to stop this event at all until it happens.
If you just zoom in on his face, it looks like choir concert.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
basically yeah, what, it, is
what it looks so, like. Any bailiff for Mary Kay Holthus, anyone who's responsible for making sure that a
that,
judge doesn't
get attacked.
The guy
did jump in and like kind of
after the fact.
Hey, man.
He, oh, and like that woman times. Got the shit beat out of her.
Yeah. Bringing the dancing
it's
lobsters.
It's a shocking. He was just.
Dude, it's,
bringing the dancing lobsters.
And then like. Just,
court is adjourned.
Yeah, never mind. We don't need to get into it. But anyway, anyone that works with Judge Mary Kay Holthus, you guys are not watching my dog.
Anything else?
I just got first in the lottery.
How many times?
Took two.
Oh, nice. Guys, it's going to be a wrap on episode 96. Again, thanks for riding with us this season, guys. I know the end got a little shaky there. Sorry for the missed weeks. Off season, we are going to probably do a little, like, every other week record here.
I think that makes sense.
As the families continue to grow and we try to catch up on all the missed time between fantasy football season and working and podcasting, we're going to take a little time with our families. So we'll be doing every other week here in the off season, and we'll find some ways to make it real fun, and we'll be back. Guys, anything else you want to get into? See Red.
Bears.
Bear down.
Bears.
Beat the fucking Packers this Sunday,
fuck
and let's
Packers.
Have a great off
Bears.
Season.
Bears.
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 Jake's name's on the Epstein list.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Go ahead, get down.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts,
yep.
Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk, drunk.
Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
When I'm in need.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never, your face is too narrow. That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating. Yes, the Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.